Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
And today we're going to talk about healthy food and exercise. Who needs them?
And the answer is everyone. Everyone needs them. You and me and you and everyone. So that's not something you should take lightly.
Yes, I think this is super important, and I want to start with food, as you may have picked up on the last episode when we were talking about working outside of your home in cafes. I do think snacks are a very important part of any regimen of work, to the point where I have now recreated my own office snack emporium. But that can be a downside. Like, I have to think carefully about what I want to put in my little snack area, so that I'm not encouraging myself to eat badly. Because if I eat badly, then I'm going to feel bad, not just emotionally, but possibly physically. And that's not good for your work from home situation.
I think this is something that okay, so exercise, everyone knows in the world. Everyone knows you should exercise, and at least a little bit when you're at home, because you get a lot less opportunity to exercise at home. And we'll talk about this in a second. But food, I don't know if it's because I'm French or for another reason, but I feel like there is a lot less emphasis on healthy food, or at least people see this as kind of an outside recommendation that doesn't really apply to them as much. People internalize the idea that exercise is important, but healthy food, not as much. And when I say healthy, I mean healthy and good. Does that make sense? We mentioned in the first season that it's important to take breaks. And for me, food is part of that. It's not just eating something healthy in 15 minutes as you're, you know, you have one eye on your screen. It's taking the time to eat, which is part of that entire philosophy. And that might be because I'm French.
Yes. Not everyone is going to be able to take a 3-hour, 15-course lunch like the French. We wish we could. No, I'm just kidding. I 100% agree with you that it is not only important to eat healthy, but to eat well, if that is the way I would put it.
Yeah, no, you're right. And eating healthy food is, of course, important no matter what you do. But when you're at home, the thing is, you are most likely responsible for what you eat. When you're at work, you have different options that are available to you, kind of often on the premises, or you're going to be outside and you'll be able to choose what to get for lunch. When you're at home, you don't usually come back from work and stop by a place to get your dinner. You're at home, so you won't have, I don't know if you have that in the US, but employers pay for part of your lunch. So you
it depends
kind of
on the employer, but yes, a lot of times they will. Or even, you know, at the Googles of the world, they have chefs that will make your lunch for you.
but when you're working from home and you're an independent, and I it depends how it works for you, but for many people, you probably won't have the budget to eat out or to get something delivered every single day. So eating healthy food is your responsibility, and you have to pay attention to it like twice as much as you would when you're working from somewhere else. And that takes a little bit of planning, a little bit of forethought, because it's so easy. I mean, we all know about this, but it's most of the things that you can get easily are probably on the less healthy, the ready food is probably on the less healthy end of the spectrum.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Because I think it's easy for someone to understand that if you don't eat, and not that everybody does. Sometimes I know I've worked with people who had to remind themselves to eat, and they would be like, "Oh my God, I'm about to pass out because I didn't eat." So there, are, you know, you may need to make it part of your routine to make yourself eat. But everybody knows they should eat because it's distracting. You know, you run out of energy, you feel unsatisfied, but then actually eating something healthy and something good that you enjoy makes a huge difference. And I'm with you, Patrick. I don't think enough people think about that because it requires planning, because it requires more than just like, oh, it's 12 o'clock. I better order something. You have a chance to actually eat better than you might at your office. If the office is providing work, like my wife's office provides food, providing work. Hopefully they're providing work. they're providing food like three times a week. You're sort of at the mercy of what they get, right? And so if you're not eating meat, hopefully they have a vegetarian option. But even then, it might not be a particularly healthy one, or it might not even be one that you enjoy when you're at home. Yes, it takes planning, but you can have what you want for lunch every day, and it can make you feel good. It can make you feel healthy. It can actually contribute towards your goals. And it may not have an immediate effect all the time, but you are just going to feel better and therefore be able to enjoy your work better, I think.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so the thing I would say before we move on to exercise is you don't have to be a chef, but you do have to put a little bit of thought into it in order to eat better. Because I think everyone is going to go to the cliche of, oh, I should eat a carrot or I should eat an apple. And that's not, you know, that's the healthy thing, but that's not a meal. You have to actually go and prepare something from scratch in order to have a real meal. You can't just eat 15 apples and call it a day. And that doesn't have to be the, you know, huge endeavor that you're not going to be able to achieve. You're already busy. You already have a job. You're not going to suddenly turn into a chef. But it doesn't take a lot of time to figure out, you know, I don't know, five recipes that you can make in 15 minutes or 20 minutes, or even less than that. So then you can integrate that into your lunch break. 15 minutes to prepare, 40 minutes to eat. That's a solid hour, and you're going to get what you need out of that lunch break. But it does require you to think about it before, maybe investigate it a little bit in the beginning, and buy the stuff when you do your grocery shopping beforehand.
Yeah, I do rely on salad kits for my lunches. I don't love the idea of a salad kit because in my mind it's cheating, right? buy a fresh head of lettuce, chop it yourself, make your salad fresh is the way I would prefer to do it. But in a busy workday, I know that I might not do that. I know myself well enough to say I won't stop down and do all of that, even though I should. So I'll buy the salad kit where the lettuce is pre-chopped. They've got the croutons and the chopped carrots maybe or whatever. Depends on what kind of salad you're getting. So look for healthy versions of those. There are unhealthy versions of those too that put a lot of things that don't belong in a salad. But those are some options you can look at. And there you may even just say, like, instead of a kit, I'm going to go for pre-made. Like, just I'll get it at the grocery store. It's pre-made. It's already there for you. And that might be what you need as well. I want to share one of my lunch go-tos. It's probably not going to work for everyone, but it works for me. It tastes great. I enjoy it. And it's really fast to put together. Patrick, I don't know if you'll be wanting to share one of yours as well.
Go ahead. We'll see.
Okay. Mine is going to disgust some people, but I know there's like maybe 10% of you are going to be like, that's a really good idea. It requires the planning of making rice in the morning. So I put brown rice in the rice cooker first thing in the morning when I'm making my coffee and my breakfast. So I have it already done by the time I get to lunch. Then I just get sardines in a can and I put them at the bottom of the bowl. I layer the brown rice over the top so it kind of warms them up. I sprinkle a little of the seaweed stuff that you get from your Asian food store over the top for a nice little presentation, a little bit of seaweed, and then a dollop of kimchi in the corner. And I love that. It satisfies me. It's got rice. It's got protein. It tastes good to me. And it's really fast to put together.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, and there are a million of those. And it doesn't have to be obviously the brown rice is important because it's going to be better than just white rice. But it doesn't have to be something that is disgusting for the sake of being healthy. It can. It has to be something that you enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, then you're not going to be eating that for more than a few days. Mine actually is just a salad, you know, just regular whatever salad. But the thing that I can't really eat cheese, for which is a tragedy for a French person. I can, seriously, but I try to avoid it. So I have one specific brand of fake cheese that I think tastes okay. And I use that, which is, you know, a little bit of fat, but I put that in the salad so that I actually enjoy it very much, and I eat that very often. And you can, you know, make variations, but I guess it doesn't have to be a chore, or it shouldn't be a chore to make your own food and to eat that food. That's important. And just to very quickly talk about the exercise bit, this is the easy one, the obvious one. And everyone knows they should exercise a little bit. This is even more important in when you're working from home, because you don't even get to walk to work, for those of us who might have walked to work at some point and not just go via car. But exercise, again, can be relatively minimal. I'm not saying it will, you know, keep you super healthy, but it's incredible how little we exercise when we work from home, and consequently how incredibly impactful it can be compared to doing nothing, to do, you know, 10, 20 minutes of a little bit of exercise every day. And that will absolutely change the way you feel. You don't have to to go out running for an hour every single day for it to have an impact. And it can be relatively low impact exercise. For example, I've started doing yoga a couple of months ago with an excellent app, by the way, called Down Dog, which I really love. A friend of mine recommended it to me, and it varies the exercises every day, and it does a dynamic lesson every day. I do 15 minutes, which is very little, and probably I should do more a different type of exercise, but that's at least something. And There are many different ways of doing it. Maybe that you don't like. There are other types of exercises, of apps, of actual physical stuff that you can go out and do. But I guess the takeaway for exercise exactly, specifically, would be anything is better than nothing. So, you know, something you should do. If you're doing nothing, you'll very quickly realize your back, you'll have weird aches, and you just have to force yourself to do it. Even a little bit every day, but it is important.
Yeah, and to that point, you can just work it into the other things we've been talking about. If you're like, oh, I need to make myself take a break, that break could be taking a walk. I've talked about how one of my breaks during the day is taking my dog for a walk, which also gets me exercise. Maybe it's walking to the cafe if you're going to be going to the cafe to work instead of working from home. And maybe it's just getting up and walking out into your garden or around the block or downstairs to check the mail. It's probably not very far, but you know, it doesn't have to be like a full workout. It could be a yoga break. I think that's a great idea. Anything that sort of can be dual purpose like that is going to help you do it more, and it's going to help make you feel better, I think.
Absolutely. So the takeaway, as we mentioned, is that you are not immune to the need for exercise and healthy food. Many of you already know this. Many of you already practice it. I should practice it more. But the takeaway is that everyone needs healthy food and exercise, emphasis on healthy food. Everyone. That includes you.
Yeah. Not only are you not immune, but it'll help your immunity if you have better food and exercise. That's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at NotPatrick on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at TomMerritt.com and find both of us at workinsanity.net. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.